Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic, back to Jesus. And we are getting up in the morning and we're opening up to a passage in Scripture, but, and I want to say this carefully, it's not about the passage. It's not about the Bible, particularly. It's not about having a regular quiet time. Those are forms, and those are good forms, and those are things, and those are good things. But unless we fill those forms with the thing, the person that was intended to fill those forms, we will always make Christianity into something that it's not, and we will miss what it actually is. And that is a relationship, a friendship, a conversation, a journey with Jesus. So that is what we're about in this podcast and in this season, because God is drawing us back to Him. He's calling us to re-see and reimagine and re-follow Jesus. And that's why we're looking at the Gospels. Luke, the biography that Luke wrote, we are reading about and re-seeing Jesus so we can begin a conversation with Him in the morning and then learn how to enjoy that conversation throughout the day. So you can turn to Luke chapter 8. We'll be there in just a moment. The title of the podcast this morning is The Necessity of Hearing. And the question is, how well do you hear other people and receive what it is that they're trying to say, and therefore be able to grow as a result of receiving what we needed to hear? How well do you hear? And I don't mean how well do you listen, because listening is not the same as actually hearing. I mean, let's be honest, we've all honed in the art of looking like we're listening, but we're really just waiting to talk, or looking like we're listening, but we're really just waiting to leave as soon as we can. I mean, how well do we actually hear and receive the truth, even if it's a hard truth to hear, a challenging truth, a critiquing truth? How well do we actually hear what we need to hear? And let's go a little bit deeper before we go to the text. What are our defense mechanisms that we employ to not hear what we know that we need to hear? And maybe for some of us, we've become the ones that challenge other people, and so that's become a defense mechanism. We don't get challenged, we challenge. Maybe when we need to hear, we try to avoid or run. Maybe we emote emotionally or get defensive. Maybe we choose anger or over-talking or play the victim. And of course, the whole time we're teaching other people how to treat us. But what is your defense mechanism when you don't want to hear? And if I could use Jesus language, whatever that defense mechanism is, and this is important, whatever that defense mechanism is, that is how the enemy tries to steal the seed that God is trying to sow in your life so that a crop will not be produced, a crop of 30, 60, or 100 times what was sown. So on that note, let's look at arguably Jesus's famous story or famous parable. So Jesus is traveling around Galilee. He's almost on to Jerusalem, but not yet. He's in Galilee. He's teaching and he's mentoring his disciples, and a great crowd gathers. And he, in chapter 8, verse 5, says this: "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and it was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown." And later on, in verse 12, Jesus is explaining the parable just a bit. He says, "Those along the path are the ones who hear, but then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts. And then finally in verse 15, Jesus closes the parable. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, receive it, and by persevering produce a crop. Now that is an iconic, central, crucial parable story that Jesus told. And notice it's a parable about the necessity of hearing. God is sowing his word, he's sowing his seed, he's sowing truth. And there's a necessity to hear what is being sown. And I think to say that this parable is simply about hearing the gospel message for the first time, although that would be true, that is absolutely taking this parable and making it more narrow than Luke intends it to be. Yes, it begins with gospel truth, but God is always, throughout the entire journey, trying to sow truth and seed into our lives that we need to receive and hear and grow. And we have all these defense mechanisms, all of these things that we do that choke out the seed, that distract it from taking root. The enemy, of course, is at work to use any of our defense mechanisms to get us to hear what it is that we need to hear. And here's the truth. If we're not good at hearing other people when they're speaking truth into our life, then we're not going to be good at hearing God when he's doing it. If we're not good at hearing God when he's speaking truth into our life, we're not going to be good at hearing others when they're speaking truth into our life, because those are actually the same relational, vulnerable event. And this parable is saying truth is coming at you. God is sowing it. And honestly, let me just be really honest. How does God often speak truth, sow seed into our lives? Through other people, through people that bear his image that are in our lives. And we so often, if we're honest, are not good at hearing. Maybe we'll listen, but it's like we avoid, we react emotionally, we get angry, we overtalk. We're not good at hearing and receiving and growing. And the enemy uses those defense mechanisms that we have to steal what is being sown into our hearts and into our lives so that we will not grow. We will not receive the truth that we need to grow. And this parable is so important because it talks about the necessity of hearing. God doesn't force his truth on us. That's not how God works. That's not who he is. That wouldn't be honoring our dignity as human beings in the image of God. He sows it. He speaks it. He invites us to hear and to receive and have those good and noble hearts that Jesus talks about, where we not only hear it, but we receive it. And by preserving it, produces a crop 60, 90, or 100 times what was sown. And here's the thing. There will be no fruit in our relationship with God if we are unable to hear the seed or the word or the truth that he's sowing. And there will be no fruit in our relationship with other people, the people who are most important to us, if we can't hear what is hard to hear from them. Because when we hear, it will transform our relationships. Not only our relationship with God, but our relationship with everybody else, because that vulnerability to hear and receive and to grow is really the seedbed out of which powerful and fruitful and honest and relationships that we really want to be a part of, whether it's God or whether it's other people, are able to grow 60, 90, or 100 times what was sown. So here's what I want us to do. I want us to just be quiet before the Lord this morning, and I want us to begin to listen. Let's listen, let's hear, and maybe in the presence of Jesus, let's own what our defense mechanism is, what we do when we don't want to hear what we know we need to hear, and then let's just begin to let those walls fall down. And today, as we enjoy a conversation with Jesus, let's hear everybody who is trying to speak truth into our lives. For the glory of God, we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.